me, obviously. I mean, I don't know if you have any other girls calling you at 2 a.m. leaving voicemails. If there are, then we need to talk. Sorry, ignore me. I don't really know why I'm calling. I know, obviously, you're never going to respond this late. I guess it's mostly because I'm here in this hotel room. I've just got in from work and I miss you. Look, I know that we haven't been doing this for very long, and maybe this is a bit clingy or needy, or could be perceived as overly familiar, but I don't know. I just got in from this ridiculous dinner with this slim veneer of professionalism, and I just thought, my fucking god, I just want to talk to somebody real. I want to talk to you. Someone that makes me feel good. And you do. You make me feel sexy and wanted. Being completely honest, you make me feel slutty and squirmy and needy. I like that sometimes we can enter that state where we aren't our job. Beyond our obligations, we're just us, and it's fucking visceral and immediate, and I don't have to think about anything. You just tilt my chin up and stroke my cheek. Welcome relief to be able to follow a simple request that I can perform so easily, so well. Because I get it, we're doing this. I think that you are ambitious, successful, great, intelligent, you know, you're this whole developed person with your wants and aspirations, and you think the same of me, you know, obviously, like, I work very hard, I've achieved a lot to get to where I am today, people in work look up to me, they expect a lot. But I like that you can see beyond that. You see me as more than someone that signs off expense reports. More than just a signature line at the end of emails. You appreciate that I have. That unfortunately sometimes you have to be in my line of work. You saw me, didn't you? kneeling down on my knees on the carpet between your legs, looking up at you, waiting to be given the command to lick and suck and stroke and kiss and make you feel good. But sometimes I just want to get out of my mind with you. That I want grip my neck, climb on top of me and just pound into me. That position feels so good. That full body, skin to skin contact, where I can feel your breath in my ear. Feel the moans in your chest reverberating through my shoulder blades. It sounds so desperate, it sounds so animalistic. And I love it. It doesn't even always have to be rough or crude. Sweet too. I sometimes like that. I like that idea that people at work, acquaintances, perhaps to an extent friends and family, think that I am this reserved ice queen, this steely island. But not with you. No, with you I am this silly, kittenish, bouncy, fun and sexy person that is so enthusiastic about your body, about just spending time with you. All over, all day long. On your lips, your neck, collarbone, chest, ears. Kiss, 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 kissing all the way down to that sensitive spot. Legs meet your groin. Kissing you all over. Every little bit of you deserving absolute attention and adoration. I wish you were here. It's a nice hotel. Before we go into another lockdown, the company is trying to get loose ends tied up, get everything in place. So I've been packed off to the arse end of nowhere, to some far-flung speck of the country. Beautiful hotel, but bed is so big and I'm so aware that there's only me in it. I'd love it if you could be here beside me. Wrapped up together. Kissing and stroking and teasing. Perhaps there's so few people here. I love hotels. It feels naughty, doesn't it? Rocking in a bed that's not yours. Fucking in sheets that you don't have to deal with the next day. I don't really know where I'm going with this. Other than that throughout dinner, I've been zoning out and imagining you on top of me, lips against my ear, groaning. Lying. Both of us completely naked, not a stitch. And you groaning, biting your lip as you push into me. Deliberate, slow, deep strokes. There's a place, isn't there? Hard and fast and panting and slapping, all that kind of thing. But sometimes you want to breathe somebody else's breath. You want fingertips. You want rigid, slow, wet strokes in and out. Sleep. It's another long, long day tomorrow. So good night, and I hope when I next see you, I can put some of my ideas into practice, especially the one where looking.